Hello and welcome back to Science Unscripted. Gabe here, all alone in the studio without Connor. He's on Easter vacation this entire week. But before he left last week, Thursday, I think it was, we were listening to the Lion King soundtrack together, you know, as males in their late 30s tend to do. And after that, I did a quick YouTube dive into Hans Zimmer, the composer of that soundtrack, and found the following little melody from The Gladiator. Okay, so what are we listening to this music for right now? And let me be honest, when I heard it, I came upon this melody, and it made me feel good. I felt pleasure listening to this music, and that is the question we're going to be thinking about today. Why do we feel pleasure when we listen to music? Now, this is a topic. Intense research has been done on it, but with each study, more and more is known about why, and we're going to be talking today to a researcher who has pinned down a very specific part of the brain when it comes to pleasure and why we feel pleasure when we listen to music. It has to do with the reward system. We're going to be speaking to Ernest Mas-Herrero of Barcelona University. He's done a study together with colleagues in Montreal, Canada, looking into the reward system and why we feel pleasure when listening to music.
Science Unscripted.
I'm Ernest Mas-Herrero, and I'm currently a researcher at the University of Barcelona in Spain. And what we have found out in this study is that musical pleasure, it's basically driven by the communication between the ancient reward system and also newer parts of the brain that are more evolved in humans. And that's what we have actually shown, that by stimulating this circuitry, we can actually modulate the pleasure that people experience.
So in your study, you shut down the circuitry between the ancient reward system and the more complex parts of the brain, and then they didn't like music as much? Is that literally what you found?
Exactly. So we know from previous studies that this reward system is actually activated when we are listening to music that we like. But the main limitation of neuroimaging techniques, the ones that we use to see what's going on in your brain when you're doing something in a scanner, is that we cannot assess causality. So we don't know whether these regions are actually generating that pleasure, or they are only responding as a consequence of that pleasure. So if you want to assess this causality, one approach is by stimulating those brain circuits that you think that are relevant for a certain thing, as in our case, the reward system for musical pleasure, and see whether that actually causes and modulate people's pleasure.
Okay.
And that's the technique that we have used, which is called transcranial magnetic stimulation.
So you haven't been able to find out why the reward part, the ancient reward system is activated, you just know that it is.
Exactly. And that's actually the next question. No? What is it in music that triggers this circuitry? No? So why do we like some pieces of music while we detest others? Or why people differ so much in their musical preferences? That would be the next question.
Well, let's get into it right now. Why do you think music does that to our reward system?
Well, what we know from previous studies is that the key element is music complexity. You know, so music consists of a series of sounds that are well structured or have a certain structure. And these sounds alone, if we consider them individually, they have no value. You know, it's when they are arranged together through patterns over time that they act as a reward. So this complexity and music's ability to generate predictions and surprises, it seems, or it's what we think, that it's behind its rewarding properties.
I went around the office before this interview today, Ernest, and asked a couple of my colleagues about what they feel when they enjoy a piece of music. And one common denominator among pretty much everyone I asked, I mean, of the people who are here, you know, COVID-19 has a lot of people in home office right now, was memories. That they said that when they enjoy a piece of music, that it's somehow connected to memories. Have you ever heard that before? Is that an interesting link?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that one of the nicest things of music is that it actually has several sources of pleasure. So it can be by just listening a highly emotional piece of music for the first time. It can be because it evokes good memories, you know, from the past. So there are different factors that contribute to this music reward experience. And memory, for sure, is one of them.
And one last question before we go, Ernest. Why do you do this? Why do you want to find out why we enjoy music? Won't the joy then be gone? Won't it disappear when you find this out?
Well, I'm a biologist, and I'm actually very fascinated about why and how the brain translates music into pleasure, you know, because pleasure at the end, it's sort of an evolutionary trick to ensure that we pursue basic biological needs, such as food, sex, water, exercise. So I'm very intrigued by how our brain is actually doing that with a stimuli that by itself doesn't seem to have such a clear biological advantage, although it probably has it. But I'm just very intrigued about that. And because I think that once we know that, we will know also a lot about brain function and how it works.
And you don't think it's going to ruin the music for you?
No, I don't think so. There is always room for surprise here.
That was Ernest Mas Herrero speaking to me from Barcelona, Spain. If you want to look into the specifics of that study, it's in the Journal of Neuroscience. It's called Unraveling the Temporal Dynamics of Reward Signals in Music-Induced Pleasure with Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation. So that should be some light reading while you listen to any music that you like what I'm going to do right now. Listen to hours and hours of that Hans Zimmer melody. So see you later. And if you have anything to say, let me know. Let us know what you feel or why you feel pleasure when listening to music. SU@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.